Now at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. They start off with flattery. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And the king said, yes, that's what I said. There are certain Jews, then, whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Anybody remember their Hebrew names? These are their Babylonian names that their masters gave them. Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael. Ring a bell? These men, O king, have not regarded you. They don't have any respect for you, O king, the way we do. We're your real friends. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? They didn't answer, or if they did, we're not told. Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, everything will be just fine. Well, but if ye worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Okay, now, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had no idea whether or not God would let evil prevail. They didn't know. They must have known that Nebuchadnezzar roasted men in fire. That's in the book of Jeremiah. He roasted some false prophets still prophesying in Babylon after they'd been taken captive. He roasted a couple of false prophets that he mentions there in Jeremiah. Roasted them in the fire when they started prophesying that Babylon was not going to conquer Jerusalem. So he could do it. And they knew he could do it. And knew that the fire burned people up. And they didn't know what God had planned for them. But look at their attitude. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. In other words, we're not anxious. We're not going to beat around the bush. We'll just be plain with you. If it be so, if you decide to throw us into the fiery furnace, if that's how it's going to be, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. Now they had some confidence, didn't they? They were going to get out of that mess, one way or the other. But if not, if we're wrong about that, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve your gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. That's the whole story. It's irrelevant whether they burned up or not. Because other saints of God, just as pure as they were burned. Have been burned up. For the same reason that they just stated right there. Our God is able. That's not even the issue. And he's going to deliver us. But if not, we're not bowing to that image. I don't know, you don't know, what the future holds for us. I have no idea. I know God's going to deliver us. But if not, by one Spirit we're all baptized into one body. He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. All things are working together for the good of those who love God and are the called according to His purpose. Now, whether we burn up or not, by one Spirit, we're all baptized into one body. that's the end of the story. What God decides to do after that is up to God. We are His. To use or abuse, we don't get to choose. We get to choose whether we bow or not. Then the results are up to God. Amen.